Chapter 1, The Sudden Shift. In the quaint embrace of a small town, where the streets whispered tales of generations and the rhythm of life flowed like the gentle river nearby, lived Emma, a bright-eyed 15-year-old with dreams as vast as the starlit sky. Her world, a mosaic of school life, cherished friendships, and the comforting routine of family warmth, was about to be irrevocably altered. It was a crisp October evening, tinged with the scent of autumn leaves, when Emma's life took a sudden, unexpected turn. She returned home from school, her mind buzzing with the day's lessons and the laughter of friends. As she swung open the garden gate, its familiar creak a comforting welcome, she expected to step into the usual evening bustle of her home. Instead, she was greeted by an unsettling silence. "Mom?" Emma's voice echoed through the halls, a stark contrast to the usual chorus of household sounds. She placed her backpack down, a sense of unease growing with each step she took further into the house. In the living room, the stillness was profound. The cheerful chatter of the TV was absent, and the kitchen, typically alive with the aroma of dinner cooking, was deserted. A foreboding feeling settled in the pit of Emma's stomach as she made her way to her parents' bedroom. There, she found her mother, Lydia, lying in bed, her face ashen and her eyes clouded with a mix of confusion and fear. Emma's heart raced with panic. Her mother, always the embodiment of vitality and strength, now seemed fragile, her vibrant spirit dimmed. "Mom, what happened?" Emma rushed to her side, her voice laced with worry. Lydia attempted to speak, but her words were slurred and difficult to comprehend. The right side of her face appeared droopy, and her movements were slow and uncoordinated. The terrifying reality dawned on Emma. Her mother had suffered a stroke. The following days were a whirlwind of hospital visits, doctors' consultations, and an overwhelming flood of medical terms. Lydia's stroke had left her partially paralyzed on the right side, and her speech was severely affected. The doctors were cautiously optimistic about her recovery, but the path ahead was shrouded in uncertainty. Emma's father, overwhelmed with worry and the need to maintain financial stability, threw himself into work, leaving Emma to step into a role she was unprepared for. At 15, she was suddenly thrust into managing the household, caring for her younger brother, and facing the daunting task of supporting her mother through a challenging recovery. The responsibilities that now lay on Emma's shoulders were immense. She learned to cook simple meals, keep the house tidy, and help her brother with his homework, all while grappling with her own feelings of fear and sadness. The routines and joys of her teenage life were pushed to the sidelines, replaced by a maturity and sense of duty far beyond her years. As Emma lay in bed each night, the events of the day replaying in her mind, she felt a profound sense of loss, for the carefree days now gone, for the laughter that had once filled their home, and for the mother who had been her rock. Yet, in the midst of this upheaval, a resilience began to take root within her. Emma was learning to navigate the complexities of life, to find strength in adversity, and to understand the depth of her own courage. But this newfound resilience was accompanied by challenges and emotions that Emma was only beginning to comprehend. The journey ahead would test her in ways she never imagined, shaping her into a person she had yet to discover. The days following Lydia's stroke blurred into weeks, and Emma's new reality as a young carer began to take shape. The once lively and bustling house now echoed with the sounds of a life paused. The aroma of Lydia's cooking had been replaced by the simpler meals Emma managed to prepare between her numerous new responsibilities. Each morning, Emma would wake up before the sun, the weight of her new role settling on her like a heavy cloak. She would quietly prepare breakfast, trying not to disturb her mother's much-needed rest. After helping her younger brother, Max, get ready for school, she would sit by her mother's bedside, offering words of comfort and encouragement. Lydia's responses were limited, her words struggling to break through the barriers imposed by the stroke. School became a distant priority for Emma. While she attended classes, her mind was constantly at home, worrying about her mother's needs and whether she had remembered to complete all the household chores. Her friends, sensing the change in her, tried to offer support, but their attempts felt like echoes from a life Emma could no longer relate to. The chasm between her and her previous carefree teenage existence grew wider with each passing day. In the afternoons, after a hurried walk back from school, Emma would resume her caregiving duties. She learned to administer her mother's medication, assist with her physical therapy exercises, and provide the emotional support Lydia needed to battle the despair that often threatened to overwhelm her. The evenings were spent helping Max with his homework, preparing dinner, and ensuring the house remained a semblance of the home it used to be. One of the hardest moments for Emma came each night as she helped her mother get ready for bed. The roles had reversed. The mother who had once tucked her in was now reliant on her daughter for even the most intimate of tasks. Lydia's eyes, filled with gratitude yet tinged with sorrow for the burden her daughter had to bear, spoke volumes. Emma would hold back her tears, putting on a brave face, but the emotional toll was immense. Despite the challenges, Emma found moments of unexpected joy and bonding. She would read to her mother, share stories of her day, and sometimes they would just sit in comfortable silence, holding hands. These moments, though fleeting, were a reminder of the unbreakable bond they shared. As Lydia's condition gradually stabilized, Emma began to adapt to her new role with a resilience she didn't know she possessed. She developed a routine, balancing caregiving with her own needs and those of her family. Yet the journey was far from easy. Emma grappled with feelings of isolation, exhaustion, and the fear of what the future held. But amidst these struggles, she also discovered a strength and depth of character that would define her journey forward. The transition from a carefree teenager to a young carer was a path Emma had never envisioned for herself. Yet, as she lay in bed each night, reflecting on the day's challenges and triumphs, she realized that this journey was shaping her into a person of compassion, resilience, and maturity. A new chapter in her life was just beginning, and Emma was slowly learning to navigate this uncharted territory with a blend of determination and hope.